But just some things that I was prompted to deal with in a very short time, because of the especially because at this moment our President Obama is giving a speech on whatever strategy is going to be applied to the issue with ISIS. But it got me to thinking a little bit about the problem in distinguishing what ISIS is in comparison to something called ISIL, because if you've ever heard the president speak or anybody from the State Department, they always use the term ISIL, ISIL, instead of ISIS. So I wanted to kind of distinguish that, because it is of grave importance to understand why these terms are being used, especially ISIL. So I want to show you a few maps very quickly. This is just going to take a few minutes. I keep saying this quickly. I'm trying to make sure that I'm not going to go too long, but we'll see how long it takes. ISIL, the Islamic States of Iraq and the Levant, you see it spelled there, the Levant. And this area that is from Turkey all the way down in kind of a crescent form to Egypt, and all that land that covers Syria, parts of Iraq and Jordan and other places there, that is what the Levant is. That is technically what the Levant is, that area of the world. This is a different map. Gives you another kind of a little from the blue, the light blue area to the orangey area there. All of that is considered the Levant as well. And other areas. Another map of the Levant, a little bit more closely filling in some of the gaps with Mesopotamia, which is, of course, Iraq. And then again, from Turkey all the way down to Egypt. Another map here. The outline from Turkey all the way down to Egypt, the Levant. What is significant about these maps that I've showed you? What is significant about it? I didn't mention the name, but there's something that falls within that area in all of these maps. It's the nation of Israel. It's the state of Israel. You see it there? Now it kind of sticks out, doesn't it? You see it there? Well, that's the area where it is. You see, this is a Spanish map, so it says Jerusalem. So you see Jerusalem there, and of course Israel. And there is Israel, right below Lebanon. Israel is in the Levant. Now, there's another term. Let me go forward here. One more map, and I brought this map out because it is more of the biblical nations mentioned here, but it still covers the what is called the Levant. And there you see the divided kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom, and the southern kingdom of Judah, next to Philistine states, above the Phoenician states. Then, of course, the kingdom of Aram, which is Syria, and Ammon, which is Jordan, the Aramean areas over there is, of course, what is today presently Iraq. All right, so all of this to say that, and then I brought this map out because, again, I wanted you to see what it says in the middle. Israel and Palestine. Now, in some maps, especially the maps that come out of the Middle East, Israel isn't mentioned, of course, because they don't acknowledge the existence of Israel. This one at least says Israel and Palestine, but that's inaccurate as well. ISIS or ISIL? ISIS stands for the Islamic States of Iraq and al-Sham. A lot of you have seen or heard that it is the Islamic states in Iraq and Syria. That's only partially true, that the S stands for Syria. The S stands for al-Sham. As you'll notice here, in the Arabic, it says al-Dawla al-Islamiyya fi al-Iraq wa al-Sham. And al-Sham is actually the area known as the Levant. So to say Iraq and Syria means that you're just giving a little partial statement of where what the land is. Now, granted, ISIS or the Islamic States, this army has invaded and is really now stationed in a place called Mosul. I'll talk about Mosul very quickly. But Mosul, which is in Iraq, and of course they've caused a lot of problems in Syria. And we've been seeing that all in the news over the last few months. Why is this all important? ISIL, again, speaks of that area that includes Israel. And the burden that I have, and I want you all to realize this, is that when the State Department or the president or anybody that represents the administration talks about ISIL, and I saw a press conference that President Obama made with about this situation not long ago, but he just spelled it out, ISIL, and he kept bringing that up. And the reason I struggle with that, and I think that we need to pray about this, especially tonight when we're being given a strategy from the president, is that some people truly believe that he is sending a message by using this ISIL. And the message would be that he's sending a message to Muslims all over the Middle East. And this is an opinion. I'm just sharing an opinion. But that he's sending a message to Muslims all over the Middle East that he personally does not recognize Israel as a sovereign nation, but as a territory belonging to the Islamic State. Now think about that. Again, I'm offering an opinion, but I want you to think about that. For him to continue to use that term, rather than even what they are saying now that they are, the Islamic State, IS, in a lot of their communiques. Now, they're not even mentioning Iraq and Syria because their goals are so much bigger. But the eventual goal, and it always has been and it always will be, is the complete destruction of Israel. I just am burdened if we help out this whole situation by saying that Israel is not being recognized. If you continue to mention the Levant, then you're just saying that it is already a territory that belongs to the Islamic State. Something to think about and something to pray about. I hope this has helped a little bit. Now, you say, well, if it's is it a biblical issue? Well, let me just read a few things about Mosul, because Mosul is in the province that is called the Nineveh province. Now, how many of you heard of Nineveh in the scriptures? Nineveh is, of course, very prominent in what book? Mostly in the book of Jonah, because Jonah has been given a command by God to go to the Ninevites and to preach repentance to them and get themselves right. And you all know the story. But Mosul is actually in that particular area. Is it possible? And this is just for thought. But is it possible then that in the book of Nahum, N-A-H-U-M, Nahum, you all have it in your Bibles, by the way. A lot of times, one of those books we don't read, but we need to read it. But in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor." Now, all of this deals with this area of Nineveh and a prophecy about Nineveh as well. In chapter 3 of Nahum, it says, "Woe to the bloody city, it is full of lies and robbery, the prey departeth not, the noise of a whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and of the prancing horses and of the jumping chariots." I saw a very interesting picture not too long ago of one of these guys carrying that ISIS flag, a black and white flag, on a horse. And I mean, it just kind of brings to mind how the scriptures now are very possibly showing us what's going on over there. There's a multitude of slain, a great number of carcasses, and there is none end of the corpses. They stumble upon their corpses, and so on and so forth. So what's happening today? They're going around killing Christians. They're going around killing other people, even other Muslims, and conquering and taking, you know, like if they're conquering a new state for this caliphate that they are... I think I mentioned last time that this one leader of the Islamic State's, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, they're considering him actually as that leader. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. And I say that because, I think we need to start praying. If we haven't been already, we need to pray for God's wisdom and God's grace, God's mercy. Especially 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn... I'm sorry, this thing kind of got cut up on me. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And, you know, of course, that first of all belongs to Israel, but it also is something that we need to do as a nation because we are involved in world and global issues that are mentioned quite prominently in the scriptures. So with that in mind, just keep all of that in mind. I went a lot longer than 5 minutes, so please forgive me. But don't worry, I'll tack it on at the end of this next study, which is a real study tonight, which is Revelation. Let's go on to Revelation chapter 21. Okay. If that helps, you know, I hope it helps a little bit to understand a little bit of the terminologies that are going on. I try to do it very quick, so I really wanted to. But I felt that with what is going on tonight, and by the way, tomorrow is 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11. 13 years ago, our country was attacked. And I know that things kind of went up and down, settled after a while. But for some of us, it's never settled. For some of us, it's awakened that desire to know what God is going to do, that this was one of the indicators of being in the last days, and that we really need to keep praying, and especially pray tomorrow for this country. We don't know what may take place, but we pray that God's hand would be merciful.